I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. President Bush today joined a growing chorus of leaders who are expressing impatience with Robert Mugabe. Independent monitors say Mugabe lost last month's presidential election in Zimbabwe, but his government has responded by cracking down on the opposition. Mr. Bush today called on other countries in southern Africa to ramp up the pressure on Mugabe.
It's really incumbent upon the nations in the neighborhood to step up and lead and recognize that that the will of the people must be respected, and recognize that that will came about because they're tired of failed leadership.
President Bush in Washington. Beatrice Mtetwa is Zimbabwe's top human rights lawyer. She says the arrest of opposition supporters in the past month is a terrible omen.
I think everybody in Zimbabwe is worried about the police action because clearly it appears that the country is becoming a police state. When police can disregard court orders and lock people up without any due process, lock people up who have been released by the courts, lock people up who have sought refuge in the towns because they are being harassed in the rural areas, I think everyone with a sense of justice has to be worried. And clearly it is an attempt to cow people into voting in a manner that, they may not want to because they fear retribution.
Is the crackdown actually working? I mean, are people cowering or are they defiant?
It's very difficult to say, obviously, how this is affecting people, particularly in the rural areas. But you will know that they have since set up their own protection committees in the rural areas. And which, of course, is scary because it means the violence might escalate. So for the first time, the assailants are being met with fire by those they seek to assault. And whether that means defiance or not, I don't know. But you can see that the rural population is not giving in as easily as it did before.
Now, you've defended international correspondents, including most recently New York Times journalist Barry Birack, who was arrested while reporting on Zimbabwe's election. Why have you chosen to put your neck on the line for journalists, especially journalists from other countries outside Zimbabwe?
It's a job. I'm a lawyer. If somebody gets arrested and they need a lawyer, I think it is my duty to defend them, really, because that is what the law says. For me, media freedom is particularly important because I do not believe that you can have a democratic dispensation without a free media. I have never really known any democracy that flourishes where there's a repression of the press.
Beatrice Mtetwa is one of Zimbabwe's leading human rights lawyers. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
All right, thank you.
As you heard there, one of the journalists Beatrice Mtetwa defended is Barry Birack of the New York Times. He and a British colleague were arrested April 3rd and thrown in jail. Their main source of hope during the next 5 days was Beatrice Mtetwa, and Barry Birack says she told them in frank terms what their rights were.
Beatrice kept explaining to us that what the laws are, what we're up against, but she said that ultimately there is no law in Zimbabwe. The police will keep you as long as they want. The government will keep you as long as they want. What happens in Zimbabwe is Robert Mugabe, it's very important to him to have the veneer of democracy, the veneer of freedom in the country. So civic groups are allowed to operate so long as they don't penetrate too deeply into the masses. The courts are allowed to operate so long as they don't make decisions that are too inconvenient to them. Elections are allowed to be held so long as the opposition can survive beatings and jailings and a reliably rigged outcome. So we were in that situation where we were in court. There were laws. There was a magistrate who listened to the laws. And we were released because there was no law that we had broken.
The charge was apparently committing journalism. Had you applied for a press visa to cover the elections before going?
Yes, I had. I had been turned down.
Right, as a lot of journalists were. As far as your time in jail, describe the cell. What did it look like? How big was it? How many people were there?
There were about 150 people locked up at Harare Central when we were there. The cells themselves are about 7 feet wide by maybe 15 feet deep. But they're very bare. There's just a cement. Each wall has a tier of three cement slabs that you could lay on. At the very top one, you could actually sit upright if you slouched your shoulders. But there's nothing. There are no blankets. There are no mattresses. In the corner, there's a round a circle of concrete that would function as a toilet. There's no water, and it's filthy and riddled with bugs.
And the fellow inmates that you met, how long had some of them been there?
It's a jail facility, not a prison. These are people awaiting trial. Most of them had been there for less than a week. Most of them, I would say, didn't have attorneys. Many of them, their families didn't know they're in there. The implication of that is that if nobody knows you're in there, nobody knows to bring you food. Nothing is provided to you. So you don't eat unless somebody shows up with the food.
Describe maybe one of the inmates whose story is really going to kind of stick with you for a while.
There were two inmates who had been charged with poaching. They were in a bus that hit a deer, and they got out of the bus and they took off the hind quarter with a knife, and they were arrested for that.
Will you go back to Zimbabwe?
I certainly hope so.
New York Times correspondent Barry Burak was recently held for 4 nights in a Zimbabwe jail. For a link to his story, go to our website, theworld.org. Barry, thank you very much.
Thank you, Marco.